You're listening to Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind the dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff, just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number, on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right, here's today's confession. Your dashboard is lying to you. Why stitching Tableau to six tools doesn't give you the truth. Here's a fun experiment. Walk into your next leadership meeting and ask three people how much revenue marketing drove last month. The CMO pulls a number from HubSpot. The head of growth has a different number from GA4. Finance, who actually controls the bank account, has a third number from Stripe. All three people are smart. All three are looking at a real dashboard, and all three are wrong. Because there is no single right answer in the building. This is the dirty secret of the modern data stack. You did not build a source of truth. You built six sources of truth and a standing argument. The confidence is the problem. A good-looking dashboard is dangerous in a way a messy spreadsheet never is. Nobody trusts a spreadsheet with 12 tabs and a column titled Final V3. But put the same shaky numbers behind a clean Tableau chart with a gradient and a trend line, and suddenly it is data. People stop asking where it came from. The polish buys credibility the numbers did not earn. So you end up with false confidence, which is worse than no confidence. No confidence makes you check your work. False confidence makes you bet the quarter on a number that three systems disagree about and one intern stitched together at 11 p.m. Why your six tools will never agree. This is not a bug you can patch. Every tool in your stack was built to count a different thing in a different way for a different reason. They were never designed to reconcile, and asking them to is like asking a thermometer and a bathroom scale to agree on how you're doing. GA4 counts sessions and last non-direct click conversions, drops cookies the second someone opens an incognito tab, and models the rest with machine guesses it will not show you. HubSpot credits revenue to whatever contact and source it can attach a deal to, which means a lead that came in 8 months ago through a webinar gets credit for a sale your paid team actually closed. Stripe knows the real money, but it does not know or care where the customer came from. It counts cash, refunds, and failed charges, full stop. Salesforce has whatever your reps typed in, which is a separate horror movie entirely. The ad platforms each claim credit for the same conversion, because every one of them is grading its own homework. Add Shopify, a couple of attribution tools, and a spreadsheet someone maintains by hand, and you have not built a reporting layer, you have built a committee where every member speaks a different language and none of them will admit they're guessing. The attribution mismatch nobody wants to own. Picture a single sale. A customer found you through a Google search, clicked a LinkedIn ad 2 weeks later, opened three emails, talked to a sales rep, and finally bought through a checkout link. GA4 gives the credit to organic search. HubSpot gives it to the email nurture. LinkedIn swears in its own dashboard that the ad did it. The rep logged it as outbound. Stripe just sees money landing. Five systems, five stories, one sale. Now multiply that by every deal you closed last quarter, and tell me with a straight face that your channel ROI numbers mean anything. The reason your marketing budget conversations go in circles is not that your team is dumb. It is that you are arguing about numbers that were never computed the same way and never will be. The 11 p.m. reconciliation ritual. Every company stuck in this mess has the same unspoken ritual. The night before the board meeting, somebody, usually your most expensive analyst, sometimes a marketing ops person who did not sign up for this, opens five tabs and a spreadsheet and starts the reconciliation. They pull revenue from Stripe. They pull pipeline from HubSpot. They pull traffic from GA4. The numbers don't match, so they start making judgment calls. We'll use Stripe for revenue, but HubSpot for source. We'll exclude refunds here, but not there. We'll call this one a marketing influence deal because it feels right. By midnight, there is a single clean number on a slide, and that number is now official company truth. Here is what should terrify you. That number is not the output of a system. It is the output of a tired human making defensible guesses under deadline. And next month, a different tired human will make different guesses, which is why your year-over-year comparisons quietly drift even when nothing real changed. Tableau is not the fix. It's the lipstick. The standard move when this gets bad enough is to throw money at it. Buy Power BI or Tableau. Hire a BI analyst, maybe a data engineer, and build a real warehouse. A year and a few hundred grand later, you have a beautiful visualization layer sitting on top of the exact same disagreeing sources. The pipe is shinier, the plumbing is the same. You did not solve the truth problem. You hired someone to professionalize the argument and make the wrong numbers prettier. The reconciliation ritual still happens. It just happens in SQL now, and it costs you a salary plus benefits. What a real source of truth actually requires. The fix is not another visualization tool. It is one layer underneath all your tools that pulls the raw data in, defines revenue once, defines a lead once, defines a channel once, and applies those definitions to every system before anyone draws a chart. You decide what counts as a marketing-sourced deal one time, and then every report inherits that rule instead of relitigating it nightly. When the definitions live in one place, the 11 p.m. ritual disappears, not because the underlying tools magically agree, but because something sat in the middle and made them agree on your terms. Consistently, every time. That is the entire difference between data you argue about and data you act on. The honest test. Ask yourself one question. If you pulled the same metric from two different tools right now, would they match? If you flinched, you already know. You don't have a source of truth. You have a stack of confident liars in a trench coat and a person whose real job is keeping them from contradicting each other in public. That person deserves better, and frankly, so do you. We built the dashboard because we were tired of being that person. It pulls your whole stack, HubSpot, Salesforce, GA4, Stripe, Shopify, all of it, into one layer with one set of definitions, and you can just ask it questions in plain English. Flat $1,800 a month. No seats, no token meter, no BI analyst. It will not make the bad news good, but it will make the news the same every time you check, which is the only kind of truth a dashboard was ever supposed to give you. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. One pane of glass. Ask it anything in plain English. Get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.